Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While unemployment is low and the economy is growing both nationally and locally, when you listen to Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's recent comments, you realize that the national economy is sort of limping along at a fairly slow pace, and that's why the Fed is keeping interest rates low. So what does this mean for South Carolina's outlook? Bruce Yandel is Clemson's Strom Thurmond Institute Senior Fellow, Clemson Alumni Distinguished Professor of Economics Emeritus, and Dean Emeritus of Clemson's College of Business and Behavioral Science. And he joins us now by phone from his office at Clemson. Bruce, welcome to the program.
Glad to be talking with you, Mike.
And so would you agree that we are kind of limping along at a fairly slow pace?
Limping is a good expression, I think, Mike. It's almost as if something's wrong with the economy's transmission and we are locked in low gear.
And so what do you suppose are the constraints that are keeping us in low gear? Are there global pressures that are doing this?
I would say there are three major things and maybe another one that's sort of interesting in terms of the times right now. But first off, the dollar has become extraordinarily strong. This started back about a year and a half ago, primarily because of actions taken by European central bankers. They turned their printing presses on faster than we were running ours, and so they flooded the market with euros. The dollar got strong. When the dollar's strong, we can buy a lot of the world's goods a little more readily, but the world doesn't buy our goods as much, so our exports have gone down, and that's weakening the economy. Then China's continued slowdown, which has put downward pressure on all kinds of prices, but also leading to excess supplies of commodities worldwide. And then this wonderful energy revolution that we've had primarily in the United States, giving us very low-cost energy, but also leading to some disturbances across some sectors. But there's one last thing, Mike, that I'd throw in, and it's crazy season. We have presidential candidates out on the stump, and always they say crazy things to get our attention, but that does introduce uncertainty, and that causes some people to say, I think I'll wait this out a little bit before making big investments. So those four things are sort of at the top of my list of what might be forces that are causing us to be locked in low gear.
And let's drive this down to the state level now and give us your outlook for the different regions of our state.
If you picture a map of South Carolina and the 46 counties, and if we were looking at employment growth by county for the most recent 12-month data, and that's data that ends in June of 2015, there are three strong, distinct belts in the state. Low country, unusually strong, particularly around Dorchester, Berkeley, and Charleston counties, and then look up at Horry. Then as we move up the state, we hit the Central Midlands, and the Central Midlands are unusually strong. Lexington County is really pumping away there. And then as we get up into the upstate, there's a long swath of counties with some exceptions. If we run from Charlotte to Atlanta, what people call Charlanta, another strong belt there. Around the state, there are some other counties that are popping up and doing pretty well, too, that might not be included in those three belts that I named. But in the most recent data, I think there are 14 counties that had negative growth in employment, and that number, Mike, is a little smaller than it has been in the past.
I know you're talking to business people around our state on a regular basis. Are they sharing any economic concerns with you?
I really enjoy doing that, Mike, and generally speaking, there is one response. Anywhere I go, I cannot find qualified workers. That's at both entry level and at managerial level.
And what are the solutions that you are hearing?
Well, one of the more interesting ones that I'm following, I was speaking a few days ago with Carla Whitlock, who heads up the state's apprenticeship program. I think we have maybe 4,000 people in South Carolina who are now involved in the apprenticeship program, and this is a program that's run in conjunction with the technical colleges. But South Carolina has a kind of model program as viewed by people who come down and look at us and say, whoa, something pretty interesting going on there, which may give us a leg up in addressing that number one concern that I hear from business people.
Well, Bruce, thank you very much for your time today.
Good speaking with you.
Bruce Yandel is a senior fellow at Clemson's Strom Thurmond Institute. He's also Clemson alumni, distinguished professor of economics emeritus, and dean emeritus of Clemson's College of Business and Behavioral Science. And we will have a link at our webpage to the Strom Thurmond Institute's Economic Situation Report. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. And with the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.